This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Ramon Pastor. How are you, Ramon?
Very well. Thank you, Robert.
And Ramon is the president of HP 3D Printing, which it's really interesting what you're doing today. But first, before we talk about the pandemic, about innovation, the environment, talk about what the business is.
In HP 3D Printing, really what we're trying is to change the way the world designs and manufactures. It's as simple as this. The 3D printing opportunity, which at the end is the digitization of manufacturing, can have a very profound and deep effect on basically how people will design in the next years and certainly how we will manufacture. If you think a little bit how we are manufacturing today, how the supply chains are structured, this is a consequence of basically how people are designing and how people are producing products, which is to do a product, you need to do a big investment in an intermediate step, whether it's a mold, a matrix, something in between, which is very expensive, it's a big infrastructure, and therefore today's paradigm of manufacturing is you manufacture centrally because you need these big infrastructures, usually offshore because the wages are lower. So you manufacture centrally, you're manufacturing in a mass approach. You do mass production because you have a big fixed cost that you need to amortize with a lot of objects to produce. And finally, you do generic products because when you have a mold, everything that comes out of mold is the same. 3D printing and in general digital manufacturing is trying to move this paradigm from central production, mass production, generic products to a distributed environment, distributed printing of on-demand printing. Basically, you print, you produce parts when you need them of personalized products. So it's a huge change of paradigm. You produce where you need the products, when you need the products, and the number of products that you need. So it's a total change of paradigm.
And it's printing real things. You're doing a lot for Volkswagen, for example.
Exactly. So we are producing products that go into very different verticals. Go to automotive, and we have actually partnering with the major brands. Volkswagen is certainly one. BMW is another. We are actually producing products for the medical and healthcare system, and especially now when we can talk later on during the COVID crisis. And also on the consumer good. We're partnering with actually the leading brands of the world, from Siemens on with their software systems, to BASF on basically their chemical and materials, and produce a solution for big brands to move their production from these analog tools to these digital tools. At the end, what we're trying to do with 3D printing is move all these designs that at the end are thought to be digital. So I'm basically transform all these bits into atoms, into the digital matter. It's basically we're moving into this digital to physical transition. If I like to think in this way.
And it's really interesting that you mentioned the word distributed, because I can envision in the future, when you look post-pandemic, that there may be all types of additive manufacturing, 3D printing from all different locations instead of central. So you're sort of ahead of where the entire world is going now.
Exactly. So it's been really curious to see during this pandemic all our business continuity plans have gone south. All companies, including HP, we had our own business continuity plan that would have a factory in China and another in Malaysia, just in case there is a flooding in Malaysia, you can produce in. But really, during this pandemic, the whole idea of a business continuity, of resilient supply chain, it's taken to a totally different place. We've seen really with COVID the limits of the traditional supply chain, which are very, very good at producing low cost products, but they assume two things. They assume a stable demand and a stable supply. When one of these two things doesn't work, the traditional supply chain actually don't respond. And in COVID, what we've seen actually that the demand has not been stable. You have seen unbelievable peaks of demand on, for instance, medical devices. And supply has been totally disrupted, where tier one, tier two, tier three is basically vendors across all the production line have been shut down because their countries have been shut down. And this is where distributed production, first, is very aware of the realities of the needs of what you need, but also the 3D printing factories are very flexible factories. And basically, you can produce certain type of products in one day, and within hours, change totally the products that you're doing.
And so that's exactly, I'm thinking, what's needed. Now, I've heard, and you and I haven't spoken about this before, but I've heard that actually some of your plants in Barcelona, and in full disclosure, you're in Barcelona right now as we're doing the interview, which is good because we used to only do face-to-face interviews, so there is a slight advantage of these terrible times. But you actually took 150,000 square foot factory and completely transformed it in COVID. Talk about what you did.
Exactly. So at the very beginning of the COVID crisis, we realized that we have to apply our knowledge on additive manufacturing and 3D printing to help the local communities where we are. So actually we pivoted the focus of all of our engineers, of our employees to be able to identify applications, design, qualify, and produce a wide range of products going from personal protection equipment to respirators, to bifurcators, to swabs, and basically together with our printing capacity and our partners, in the last weeks we've been able to produce more than 2 million parts that we have injected in areas that have been really struggling, like Italy, US, Spain, UK, France. And so really, and this is the one of the powers of athletes, that you can actually go from ideas to production within days or weeks. Let me put one example on swabs, no? Nasal swabs that are very, very important for the diagnosis of COVID. We heard that was one Thursday that basically was a big shortage of swabs because the Italian company was producing swabs were shut down. We heard from the Harvard Medical Hospital that was a Thursday. On Friday, actually, we sent the first prototypes of designs. Wednesday of the week after, the FDA approved the use of 3D printing to produce swabs. And the next day, Thursday, we start clinical trials with the Harvard Medical Hospital. And within 2 weeks, we were producing. Now we have actually a whole supply chain producing swabs for the U.S., for Europe.
How long does that usually take to develop that type of supply chain?
It takes years. So one of the things that we've seen during this crisis is how when you have actually the certification authorities really engaged, when you have actually a whole team of people engaged, and you have basically these digital tools where you can repurpose whole factories, this can take months. Another example is one of our biggest companies, MALDirect, or these customers. They have a huge factory of 3D printers. They've totally repurposed their factory that just to produce dental braces into producing personal protection equipment from one day to another. So it's amazing how basically the whole ecosystem have reconfigured itself to give answer to what those demand is.
If any CEO wants to find out about HP 3D printing, what's a website they would go to?
Basically, they will go to hp.com, and there is actually a whole part of the web dedicated to 3D printing, to basically where they can go and basically ask questions whether this is an application you can do, what is the benefit of 3D, or even from a point of view of supply chain resiliencies, how 3D printing can help on building a true resilient supply chain.
Okay, well, Ramon, we are about to take a break, and everyone, when we come back, we are going to find out how 3D printing will change the future. We know that post-pandemic, everything is moving much more rapidly than it otherwise would. We were certainly in the heart of a digital transformation, but it seems that that has been put on steroids now. So when we come back, we'll hear about what the future may hold. Back in a few.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and we're on the CEO show with Ramon Pastor, who is the president of HP 3D Printing. And we're actually, in full disclosure, doing this conversation. He's in Barcelona. And we heard an amazing story of transferring 150,000 square feet into turning around to do all types of medical supplies. Now, we've spoken that 3D printing is dramatically quicker. It's not months, years. It could be days, and everything is so much faster. What do you envision the world will be like post-pandemic for corporations, and what role will 3D printing play in that new world?
The first thing is that we have basically, to do a supply chain that is resilient, not only a cost is the first step. Let me start again. What we have all learned is that the current idea of a resilient supply chain, as we thought before, is not enough. So therefore, we need to pivot to supply chains that are more agile, more flexible, more reconfigurable. And that's, for me, the key, is making sure that you can respond to changes of demand, to changes of mix, that you can produce when you have the order and not and minimize the number of stocks or intermediate stocks that that you have. I think that this is a key learning for us. The way that the value chain is configured might not be the same when you move this to digital. And in 3D, actually, we're moving whole industries to digital. So the same thing that happened with content distribution, or is happening with mobility, it will happen in things like, for instance, dental. The dental industry is being going through a digital transformation. And for instance, the company I was talking about, Smile Direct Club, is disintermediated, for instance, dentists. And therefore, it's reconfiguring the supply chain and creating value, because now the dentist treatment is much lower, and also capturing value, because basically they give the customers a much broader range of services than before. So it's important for all the CEOs to look at their markets, the verticals, see how digitization could change, and think about how the value chain has the potential to change and who will be disintermediated. Are they going to be disintermediated, or are they going to disintermediate other actors?
And that is really, really interesting, because to me, it comes across you are the innovator of innovators, because you're taking all of the companies, and you can't tell on radio, but he's smiling there in Barcelona. All the companies, as they're trying to innovate, you are helping enable those innovations. So here's what I want to know. How do you build, with all of your engineers, a culture of innovation so you're able to help companies innovate?
Before starting with innovation, you need to build a successful, winning, an excellence culture. And the first thing is basically to have the team engaged. And for me, the first step is to have an engaging mission. You know, is people need to believe that they're in a mission, that their mission is really important, is changing things that actually make what they're doing really relevant. The second is making sure that you empower to the lowest level possible, no? Is that you manage my objective, that you empower. At the end, not only they need to feel that they're in a mission, that they need to feel that what they do makes a difference. And the last part is basically they need to feel that their leaders are open, authentic, that they trust. So once you convey that we have an engaging mission, what the people do is relevant, they make the difference, and basically they trust on the direction, I mean, you have an unbeatable team. And just to relate to what we were talking before on COVID, although I think that we have a great team, how the team performed during the crisis, they really realized they were in a mission. What they were doing was saving lives. They realized that what they were doing, they were making the difference. We had actually to stop people working. People were working around the clock, were working weekends, because they knew that an hour later that they actually delayed the design of a new swap or a new component respirator, this could have an impact on life of people. So it's basically how can you embed this type of mindset on the day-to-day? And this is the challenge, but also is the nice thing to see how in extreme situations you can extract this knowledge, these learnings that then you can apply to the day-to-day.
Okay, we have, I think, one more key question. And you talk about something called inflection points, I know, and that ties into change. Let's talk about what your advice is to CEOs and how they handle this change and lead successfully through this change, and what role the concept of inflection points has in that.
I think that we all will agree that the change is accelerating. No? That we see every time how the change that we used to cope with is actually is totally different in the time of pacing. And we as business leaders, we need to identify this breaking point, no? And actually we need to promote them. No? We need to, from time to time, change the natural trajectory of the business, change the rhythm. This is what I call this inflection point. Yes? So it's identify what is this change on a strategy that can give you access to either a new market or important competitive advantage. And to identify this inflection point, identify this strategy, I think is very important that the leaders understand basically and look at these three angles of the reality. The first one is technology. No? You need to understand the technology trends. You need to understand also the macro trends of the industry at a worldwide level. That's very important. The second thing that is important is to understand the customer. No? It's basically what are the customer needs, what are the not today customer needs, but the future customer needs. And then how the first leg, how this technology, how this macro trends can actually help them. But at the end, you also need to identify, once you have identified the value creation and the value capture, at the end you need to put a business, you need to put all this together. And usually when you do this, and you put together a business plan, there is a big part of faith, things that the numbers don't tell you. It's basically what I call it a bit of an aesthetic. So you need to look at the business plan and feel that you actually have created a piece of art.
That's inspirational. I've never heard it be put that it's like a piece of art. But there you have it. And everyone listening in, think about this. If you want to get your people involved, they have to feel like they're making a difference, and you need to be open and authentic as a leader, especially during these times. Well, Ramon, it's been a real pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Pleasure has been mine, Ramon.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
America, I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. Here today with Sharon Prince. How are you, Sharon?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Robert?
I'm doing very well, considering it's a pandemic. And Sharon is the CEO and founder of Grace Farms Foundation. Now, we are going to talk about the heroic things your organization is doing to help everyone get through this pandemic. But I want to start off because Grace Farms is different, really, than any other organization I've seen anywhere in the world. So could you just give a snapshot of what it is? And you're the founder, what your original vision was.
Mm-hmm. Well, Robert, I've always believed that the possibilities for Grace Farms are as open as the 80-acre landscape in New Canaan, Connecticut. So we founded Grace Farms, which is in proximity to New York City and other municipalities. The first question that we asked was, what can we do? What can we do here that cannot be done elsewhere to advance good? So then the idea for Grace Farms germinated when an architect friend of mine said, space communicates. This was profound to me, that space could communicate a set of values, and I surmise could advance good for years to come. So when Grace Farms was envisioned as a new kind of public place to be a peaceful respite and an active community in tandem where new outcomes, you know, could emerge. So Grace Farms has this open, porous architecture, and it was intentionally designed to break down barriers between people and sectors and invites us to pause and reflect. And this is all while encouraging engagement with our five initiatives, nature, arts, justice, community, and faith. And you know, you start with a clean slate to think about what could contribute to human flourishing. And these are those five. The curvilinear river building then became the three-dimensional expression of our vision. It's embedded in nature and creates this hopeful space for inquiry and restorative work. And the other part of it is that we invite the public, private, and the government sectors to create not only a diverse place, but a setting in which to bring forth diverse thought that can lead to actionable and often systemic solutions to today's most pressing humanitarian issues. But Robert, probably like, it sounds like highly aspirational, and it really is though. So,
And you're doing it. You're doing things no one else has done in human trafficking, for example. But right now, this interview is going in another direction. But what I will say is anyone who wants to see what it looks like, you can't believe the aerial photos. It looks like it's a lake from the architecture, but it's not actually the roofing. What is the website?
The website is gracefarms.org. And so you'll see this curvilinear building. And the reason why it's important to ground this conversation is because, you know, our modality is to be a porous place where this diverse thought can happen and where we can address these humanitarian issues. And that requires, not only having experts, like I said, people of all backgrounds, but experts. We contribute to like dialogue. There's artistic expression because we have all these initiatives. We work on action-oriented strategies, new partnerships. There's these thoughtful perspectives. And so people are participating alongside of us because we're an open public space. So it's not just a private, it's like quite different, right? We have both the public and, the public sector comes and they can come just take a walk and have a meal, or you can have nonprofits, and we've had the UN and other organizations come, usually multi-sectorally. And our stake in the ground in terms of justice is to disrupt modern-day slavery and gender-based violence. And that is our stake in the ground. But we also are thinking about how you're contemplating about what it means to flourish in our contemporary world. And then as we're talking about, that's a big deal,
so
right?
Let's talk about that right now. So how does, in this contemporary world, how does the work leadership expertise of Grace Farms Foundation uniquely position you to tackle some of the local and global challenges created by COVID-19 crisis?
Yeah, so that's important to know because there's, our leadership is quite unique. So we had the breadth and depth of our work is also, it's very prescient. Like we've also, when you talk about the COVID crisis, you know, it's about caring for our community, the value of dignity of our community, the health and care of our community. We've worked, just to backtrack 1 second, because it'll come into the current crisis that we're also in now. But we've also addressed, the other thing we've addressed is systemic effects of race in American memory. So all these have been, that we've, all of the work that we've done in terms of ethical supply chains is we have a transnational, supply chain expertise. On one end, we also have been examining these contemporary issues like the slavery that is also linked to systemic racism. So these all go together, and they might not seem like they normally would, but by inviting these five initiatives to tackle contemporary issues from these perspectives has given us a readiness to respond to this pandemic. So if you don't have those conversations, if you don't have investigations, a diverse team, and have trying to do the right thing along the way, when the crisis hits, there's no foundation there.
It's an amazing point that the reason you're able to give so much is because of the integration of these five elements. That's the secret sauce. It's the whole continuum. It's comprehensive. It's universal.
Right. And so to give you like an idea then of, you know, how that leadership played out, you're caring for our community, and it's our determination, like during the COVID pandemic, was we didn't want to contribute to community spread. So we closed the pub, to the public on March 9th. And we did this when there was only one case in Connecticut. So it's like to maybe belabor this decision, right? And then we also realized quite quickly that there's two immediate consequences of COVID pandemic for food insecurity among us and our neighbors. We could feel it ourselves, right? It was like, where's my next meal coming from? Or with the shelves, quickly being emptied. And then there's this critical lack of PPE that we needed for our experienced healthcare workers and our first responders throughout the state. So then we said, okay, what can we do immediately once we close? We closed early, which also gave us an advantage because we could think through, we had our team all stabilized. So now how can we use our place and our extraordinary team to address the needs that were developing in real time? And so immediately we launched the Grace Farms Relief Fund for Connecticut to help close the emerging PPE gap that provide that food relief within 3 days of closing. With our nonprofit space grant partners. And then we, pivoted really very quickly, it was on a Zoom call where I committed at that point, this is what you have to watch out on a Zoom call, what you say, but committed to filling that gap, right? Just said, okay, let's just fill this gap for the entire state. So, then, thankfully, we have our diverse team has a lot of first responders on it. We have the expertise of our leadership that understands transnational borders, running task force, creating transnational networks through our justice initiative. And then we have this active collaboration between government, public, and private sectors. So then we created this, essentially a humanitarian distribution hub. And then recognize our interdisciplinary humanitarian model, provide that framework, and then we expediently have delivered in the last 2 months 1.5 million PPE to our healthcare workers.
What was that number?
So it's 1.5 million
PPE. 1.5 million. My gosh, I'm on a hospital board, and it is so hard. They said it's like the black market to get this stuff. How could you get 1.5 million? No one could get them.
That's a good question, because we had to first start off with creating an alliance. So you can't do it by yourself, right? So we created a Grace Farms Alliance against COVID-19 that included all those sectors. And, once we noticed that the stateside deals were actually turning out to be mirages, we turned back to our cross-sector method and redirected our efforts over to trusted overseas suppliers. And then I reached out to my sister and brother-in-law, who are both directors at Hamilton Beach Brands, and I asked them to introduce me to any of their appliance suppliers in China. So, like, that was one area. And the other one was reaching out. I reached out to two Chinese-American businesswomen in Connecticut whom I knew had trusted supply chains as well. So we were starting to develop an international supply chain, global supply chain, as well as starting here and starting over in China. And then, you know, this diversification of suppliers was prudent. But what may not seem prudent was actually how I did it in terms of the unorthodox business method.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. Here today with Sharon Prince. And Sharon is the CEO and founder of Grace Farms Foundation. You know, it's amazing how innovative you could be when you've nowhere to go. You just, whatever you think, it's amazing. Amazing.
And it's also like there's a risk taking. I mean, you think about it, the healthcare workers are taking a risk every single day. You could see that. So taking a risk, a business risk, was warranted. Like was.
And when you look back months and years from now, you know, as the leader of Grace Farms, you know, what do you want to be able to say amidst this pandemic?
I want to be able to look back at this time and be able to say that amidst the pandemic, Grace Farms Foundation continued to advance our mission and values with even deeper roots to help create grace and peace in our world.
So let's talk about food. Now, Grace Commons, it has the incredible common food court, and it's always fresh food. And full disclosure, I go there a lot of times and I write my Forbes articles because I need to look out on those 80 acres and have a clear mind and be inspired. But you took the concept of food and you started doing this relief work, which I thought was, from a community perspective, you did something that not everyone thinks of. Describe what your efforts were in that. And you know, the whole mismatch with the supply and demand in the state of Connecticut.
Right. So, I mean, these are really good questions. It's both the food and the PPE. And, I mean, these are, like, this whole issue of the food insecurity, the PPE gap. I mean, these are difficult issues, and they did require bold action in order to solve them. I mean, they had to be done with speed and accuracy. So we really, we're more ready than we thought we were, right? Then you realize, you know, these new challenges come up, like I was describing. So we had this, instinctive need to step up and use our will and wherewithal, including our place, including our team, our partnerships, and our expertise to step up. And, we know, like, the stakes were as high as they possibly could be, and we knew we had to do whatever we could to deliver. So I think about, with most of our undertakings as CEOs, you don't know what all the potholes might be when you visualize a path forward and make a commitment. But you do know you have to work vigorously together and use all of your resources, much like an octopus, to make it happen. And to see this through, this whole commitment through, I was inspired by Dr. Teresa Bowling. She's a chief anesthesiologist who actually volunteered to work in the COVID unit. She would offer to me this boots on the ground, input, how she was immediately using N95s when they arrived. They would arrive curbside by our local fire department, volunteers, and that's a whole other discussion of how we actually distribute it in real time. Because once we landed those N95s, that first 100,000 95s I mentioned, we were distributing those the same day, which is, which is another.
That's incredible. Incredible.
And that was like a task force kind of operation, right? We distributed through the emergency management team Anthony Kanan's own fire department volunteers, who said that was one of their greatest moments in the 138 years of their history of the volunteering.
Wow.
They could serve our state. So Dr. Bowling, though, she would, she really made sure it inspired me, like every decision became more urgent. Right? And the need to oversee the whole operation then to make sure it was going to work from start to finish was necessary. Because essentially no one had ever done this, right? And in this kind of time frame, this condensed time frame without the resource needed, but Dr. Bowling was able to articulate how being assured of a fresh N95 respirator when she and her team were in the COVID unit elevated their ability to actually provide focused care. They weren't worrying about whether the PPE was going to work. They were then able to concentrate on the
amazing.
And intubation, and then even beyond that, she said that it offered psychological benefits because they need to return to their families. They want to do so without fear of being infected or even infecting, their loved ones with this virulent coronavirus. She definitely made sure that we're working consistently with fervor, and we're not going to stop until that gap was filled.
It's remarkable, and having the key 12 community organizations and feeding all of the people.
Oh yeah, that's the side. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's on the PPE side. On the food side, that was something that is very much in our wheelhouse because we have the commons that we serve food to, and we have a sustainable garden that's quite large, and we provide food to a number of local organizations that are not only that only provide for the food insecure, but those that are like domestic violence crisis centers and others that align with our various initiatives. And so we already have those relationships built. So we immediately were able to call them up and ask, what exactly do you need? So again, we're providing relief that was needed and could then, really be able to take our whole team, concentrate on that food relief, which we're doing right now, and we will continue to do, and probably likely will become part of our DNA anyway, even when we open. I see that we'll probably continue to do that in some way that's more, pointed.
That's an interesting question about how you will change after this is over. So let's talk about what is the most transformative part of your work over the past few months.
Mm-hmm. The past few months have really underlined the importance of leaning into our mission. So by applying our values and our expertise, we were able to create these new outcomes. And like we were just describing, maybe not just for now, but for the future of our own organization as well as for others. So it's been transformative to have the opportunity to do visible life-saving work, and provide this food relief and PPE versus the other life-saving humanitarian, human trafficking work that we normally do. And that's often hidden from view. So that was that struck me.
On that inspirational note, Sharon, it's been terrific having you on the CEO show.
I just appreciate this opportunity. And we're looking for that hopeful future, right?
Yeah, and CEOs listening in, think about this. You heard it from Sharon. You don't know where the potholes are going to be, but those potholes will come up. And here's the visual. When you see those potholes, be an octopus. Use every arm that you have to solve it, because you could do what no one thought could be done. There you have it. Great having you on the show, Sharon.
Great to see you. Bye-bye.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.